not attracting as if you are at the center of the existence, and defending yourself and trying to prove that I'm the best, I know what I'm doing. Here Moses is just being kind. Yes?
He said,
I grant you had no pity on me. Why did your nature show cruelty to itself?
You see, when he's looking at that fellow, he's not thinking about the problem he caused me. He's thinking about the problem he caused for himself. Poor little guy didn't know what to do and ruined everything. That is the attitude. You, as a human being, looking at the others, should have pity if they are doing something wrong. Not being angry and trying to punish them. Yes?
At that moment, God said to the angels, so-and-so is suitable for prophethood.
Huh. That's how God decided that, oh, he's a good guy, let's make him prophet. Then he showed himself to him and all the rest of the stories. Why? Ah, because he was a good guy. He had a good attitude, not punishing the other people who are in trouble, just helping. Because the first thing that I should understand is my role in helping other people. Why should I notice them? Because the role that the other people had played for me. Do you remember I always talk about the education, culture, we receive it, so we owe it somehow. You should understand it. Moses was qualified to be a prophet. Yes?
Mustafa himself has said that every prophet herded sheep as a young man or boy. Without his having been a shepherd and that trial, God did not bestow on him the leadership of the world. A questioner said, even thou, O man of might? I too, he replied, was a shepherd for a long while. In order that their calmness and fortitude should be displayed, God made them shepherds before prophethood.
This quality of the shepherd, where is it coming from? Does it exist in the animals? No. It was created for us. This is a quality which was here before us. That's the first thing he created. Connecting. This is what we are. That we, human culture, you understand what I'm talking about now? You have to. This is 21st century. And you know what the culture is all about. We say, yes, this is one part of the plan of everything. Now I understand it. Yes?
Every prince who performs the task of shepherding mankind in such wise that he obeys the commandments, intending them with foresight and understanding, shows a forbearance like that of Moses. Inevitably, God will bestow on him a spiritual shepherd's office above the sphere of the moon. Even as he raised the prophets from this herding and gave them the task of tending the righteous. Thou, in short, O Hajar, hast performed in thy shepherding that which causes him that hates thee to become blind. I know that God will give thee yonder an everlasting sovereignty and compensation.
This is the realization. somebody has a special quality, and that special quality is according to a plan. Like for me, Rumi. Rumi is a special fellow. We know right at the beginning he's a special. He receives the best education possible. And he goes to become a philosopher, a knowledgeable man, and so on and so on and so on. For what? These are all preparation nobody knows about. Then one man, a simple man, an old one, and a poor fellow, not being accepted all around, will transform him to what? To this, to me. This is the thing that I never forget. This was the magical stuff for me. He has spent the rest of his life to explain that difference that nobody wanted to talk about. Because these two different groups, philosophers and the rest of the people, they didn't talk to each other. They didn't accept each other. They didn't believe in each other. He did. He believed in what? In we. He realized that there is this we. And if I'm trying to do something, I should do it for we. This is how the teachers are created. And you cannot talk about the human civilization without talking about the education and teaching system that is all around us. How did it start? Talking. Yeah, that mommy that we were talking about thought you talking means understanding the other people and trying to be understandable. That's what it is. And it's magic given to us. This is the magic that the Creator is looking for. He's looking for the good people, exceptional people, to push them and position them in a special situation to help others. What was the goodness of the life of Rumi? Here, his spirit is somehow alive, isn't it? This is the trick. Haha. What were we talking about? Book 6? Not being and not having. Because you should understand this, that death is not the end of the story for us. Isn't it? For the animals, the beginning is when they come, the end is when they go. Where is the beginning for me? For the moment, Big Bang Theory. And where is the end? Good question. Nobody could answer that, because everything could happen. Especially, we are doing it. And we influence each other, don't we? That's the trick, yes.
In hope of thy hand as the ocean, and upon thy giving a stipend, and discharging in full, I recklessly incurred debts, 9,000 pieces of gold. Where art thou that these dregs may become clear? Where art thou that laughing like the garden thou mayest say, receive that, and 10 times as much from me. Where art thou, that thou mayest make me laughing, and show favour and beneficence as lords? Where art thou, that thou mayest take me into thy treasury, and make me secure from debt and poverty? I am saying continually, enough, and thou, my bounteous friend, replying, accept this too for my heart's sake. How can a world be contained under the clay? How should a heaven be contained in the earth?
Yeah, good question. Which one of you will answer? This is the conclusion. First of all, he said, okay, after all this, I know over there they will give you everything. What? Where are you to give me and the other people? What will happen when you go? Your influence is all stopped, and that's it. Is it that we leave the animal life? When the animal dies, it dies. But with us, is it possible? When somebody dies, his influence, his culture, his aim, and everything is here. It doesn't go away. We don't finish like the animals. We have another way of living. That's what I'm talking about. Yes?
God forfend, thou art beyond this world, both in thy lifetime and at the present hour.
Even now, your influence is here, so you are alive and you're active. Then you were, now even after that, you are alive. Yes?
A bird is flying in the atmosphere of the unseen. Its shadow falls on a piece of earth. The body is the shadow of the shadow of the shadow of the heart. How is the body worthy of the rank of the heart?
This is the trick. This is the question I have for you. Everything comes and goes. Everything is here or is not. Blah, 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 all of that natural stuff. But when it comes to a human being, there is something else. Do you remember what is in humanity which is not in the animals? The heart. Where is the heart? Our heart is one. That oneness has created this difference between we and the animals. Yes?
The man lies asleep. His spirit is shining in heaven like the sun, while his body is in bed.
This is something that you cannot say about an animal. If an animal is sleeping, that animal is sleeping. With us, somebody is sleeping, but his influence is moving millions of the people. What do you say about that? Yes.
His spirit is hidden in the void, like the fringe. His body is turning to and fro beneath the coverlet. Since the spirit, being from the command of my Lord, is invisible, every similitude that I may utter is denying.
I'm talking about something then. I realize that none of these examples will do. Because I'm talking about the spirit. What is that spirit? What is it? It's hidden. The spirituality that I'm talking about is not obvious because it's not visible for animals. It's only visible to us. Yes?